Public comment? Bill Crozier, you have your hand up. Bill Crozier?
Okay, yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. And there's somebody else talking.
You're not?
Okay. Somebody, I was heard somebody else talking.
Yes.
I appreciate what Teresa said about the elections committee and how some of the members on that committee and the PNB are trying to figure out what to do about the delegate elections. Of course, the bylaws say we should have delegate elections this year, and I think that's the best thing to do, and I think you should just ask for people to donate money for it and see how much money you can get. That hasn't even been tried yet. It seems like a no-brainer. There's no reason not to do that. But if, for whatever reason, say there isn't enough money raised to have the delegate elections, the logical thing to do is not create another bylaws violation that invites a lawsuit by coming up with this extreme crazy way I've heard that I think Teresa referenced also, that some people on the National Board have suggested, to fill the expiring seats, the people who are elected in 2019, I guess, whose terms end in this December, to fill them with people who weren't elected at all. That's very anti-democratic. It's contrary to the bylaws. It invites yet another lawsuit that's going to cost even more money probably than an election. And so I encourage them to please don't do that. Don't create another problem. We already had two stolen elections basically in Pacifica last year. I know that's affecting fundraising throughout Pacifica, both with the stolen elections were with the bylaws election, the referendum, and then also at KPFK where, as Teresa mentioned, there were three or four candidates who were disqualified after the voting was over and after they'd tabulated the votes. Just highly unethical, and I mean, it puts Trump supporters, makes them look good to do stuff like that. Pisses off donors who think that we're supposed to have democratically elected boards, and we need to stop violating bylaws of had elections. So I encourage everybody on the national board on the elections committee to consider these things and let me know if you have questions. Thank you.
Yes, you can address those questions to Bill offline. No back and forth, please.
Right, that's what I mean.
Members and Bill. Anybody else from the public would like to talk?
I have a few things to say, but
go ahead, Captain Tom.
All right. I am the chair of the outreach committee, and we are working diligently to try to improve outreach to the community. And your support. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay. Your support to the outreach committee would be most appreciated. Also, I'd like to address the issue, which I have addressed this issue with Dr. Franklin on the phone. We had a conversation about a airing of the D.K. McCary's town hall meeting. There were some issues that were addressed about the prison show, and I do not appreciate what was said about the prison show. Prison show very well respected program, and we're trying very hard to help improve KPFT and making an effort to get the word out to incarcerated people. So please, if you don't like the prison show, you don't have to listen to it. And if you want to listen to the prison show, you are more than welcome. We are not racist. We're not against people of color. We're not against people of the gay community. We're not against anybody. We're here to help people who are incarcerated and their families. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Captain Tom. Mr. Secretary, please recognize that William Stone has joined our meeting. Thank you. Any other members from the public that would like to speak, please step up. Call in user 1. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, yeah, speak up, please.
Okay, yeah, sorry, my phone's actually dying. I wanted to put the KPFT notice, KPFT LSB on notice that the illegal removal of Sister Mamasonia and the reseating of Cassandra Thibodeau, I think is her name, is going to be formally challenged through any and every avenue that is available to me as a KPFT member. And I would urge you to address it yourselves before it goes outside. But it was a gross violation of the bylaws on so many levels and unethical, and it will not stand. That's one. Two, I'm thrilled about KPFT having a home. I'm hopeful that we will do the right things. There's no reason why the LSB should not be kept informed in writing about how much money was from the sale was used for the purchase, how much money is being used to prepare the studio in detail. And as I urged in a letter to the LSB yesterday, please involve the unpaid staff, the folks who will be spending, you know, 24 hours a day getting the programming out, involve them in the decision making about what that studio looks like and ensure that it is the safest environment that can be provided. I mean, COVID one is not over, and COVID is not the last of the things that we'll be dealing with. So here's a chance to do things right from the beginning. It's not a house from 19 whatever that has been around. It's a chance to do things properly and from the ground up, involving the people who generate the money that makes the engine run. The thing about the elections, and with KPFT in serious financial trouble, WBAI in financial trouble, KPFK in financial trouble, I certainly hope that monies can be raised. And I would think that the monies that we raise should go first towards continuing to serve the people in our listening area. This is a very important year in American politics, a very important year in world politics. And as much as I would like to see some of the people who are on the board leave and not come back, you know, it just can't be the most important thing. The monies have to go to preserving the stations and the operations of the stations. If in fact you've read the bylaws, and I assume most people have, there's a process where people get elected and the X number of seats, it's usually half the seats in every election are vacant, and those seats are filled by the people who are immediately elected. The runners-up list remains for when someone retires, moves, gets married, gets divorced, dies, whatever the case is. So the idea that if you weren't immediately elected, somehow you're a lower form of life and should never be considered is just ridiculous. Folks are, in fact, trying to pull the wool over your eyes. Don't fall for it. There's nothing wrong with using a runners-up list. It's what has been done in every election in Pacifica. When you reach your six-year term, you must leave. That's the only thing that's absolute in the bylaws. Otherwise, if a station had an election that did not make a quorum, the runners up, that the people who are on the board, provided they had not served six continuous years, would be able to carry over into the next year and the next election. And that's all that's being proposed here. So, you know, please read for yourself. And if you're confused, ask questions, and ask questions of multiple people with different views on the issue. Do not be bamboozled.
Thank you. And Shireen. Any other members of the public that would like to step up and make themselves heard, please? Okay, there is still time left for this segment, so I'm going to ask again a little bit later in the meeting, and we shall return to committee reports. I'd like to go back to Governance, Nancy Sibarnar-Tomey has entered a motion asking the board. Nancy, would you read your motion, please?
Okay. I put it in the chat, too, so the audience...
Please read your motion.
Move that the KPFD-LSB move to reconvene the KPFD-LSB Governance Committee as the vote to suspend the committee because of being too busy with fundraising to work on governance as an unsuitable reason. I'm finished.
Thank you. Do I hear a second?
I second it.
Thank you. Seconded by Robert Gartner, Mr. Secretary.
Ted Weistall.
Oh, Ted, I'm sorry. It says Gartner up there, but it's Ted. Interesting.
Gartner's here,
I kind of figured. I wouldn't let Ted alone with your machine. Nancy, would you like to motivate your motion, please?
Yes. I've been on the governance committee off and on since 2010. And we've always worked on better governance and many other assorted problems, but mostly governance and bylaw amendments. And this is the most unusual reason to suspend the governance committee, suspend the work on governance and fairness and bylaw amendments and all kind of things that dedicated to governance, because we're busy fundraising. This is not I can't think of any good reason to suspend the governance committee. And Richard is running for the governance chair of the National Governance Committee. I really don't understand why he voted to suspend the governance committee. I mean, not just Richard, it's many, many people, many members. How are we doing our duty, our responsibility? Because governance is what we're all about. I mean, the delegates. So I appeal to this, board. Let's not do this. Let's correct this gross, mistake in our responsibility and start the governance committee again. Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to take a stack. Bob Gartner, you have your hand up. I guess you want to address this. Bob Gartner. Got to unmute.
That's Ted Weisdahl had his hand up, I think.
Okay. Well, it's hard to tell because it only says Gartner.
I understand, but Ted's computer's on the fritz.
Okay. Ted, go ahead, please.
No, my hand was up to address the issue of the Committee of Inclusion and its problems of having meetings. So.
Thank you. And would anybody else like to speak to the motion on the floor?
This is Teresa. I would.
Go ahead, Teresa.
I would be opposed to Nancy's motion. I encourage everyone to get with friends and look on bylaws. And if you have a suggestion for changing standing rules, give it to an individual to bring to the LSB. But I am opposed to encouraging lengthy meetings for people who are not on the LSB to come up with standing rules for the LSB. I feel that the LSB should come up with its own standing rules. And at this time, I'm happy with the standing rules. And if someone came to me with a suggestion for something that needed to be improved and I thought it was relevant, I would certainly bring it to the LSB and put it on new business for us to vote on it. But at this time, I'm opposed to resurrecting the governance committee.
Thank you. Mac McPherson, you have your hand up.
Only this. We just had this conversation, all but verbatim, 2 months ago. Nothing has changed. Why are we going through this again? I think the motion is frivolous. I mean, we can vote on it, but I think it's frivolous.
Thank you, Mac. Bob Gartner or Ted Weisfeld or both of you, go ahead.
This is Ted. There are two things that I would like to respond to related to what Teresa Allen just said. First of all, a group of people is violating CPB rules if they come together outside of a meeting, and the number of people exceeds, I think the number is 7. I could be wrong about that number, but the bottom line is the suggestion of people coming together and doing things privately in a untransparent way puts us in the crosshairs with the CPB. The other thing I wanted to say is that only the local station board can establish standing rules, special rules, or suggestions to amending the bylaws unless a huge number of people go through the petition process. So the suggestion that it would be non-board members who would be making rules is inaccurate. The board would have to weigh in on the work of the committee. Seems to me we need to involve more members of the Pacifica community rather than less. I'm done.
Thank you, Ted. Sister Mamastonia.
No, I have no comment.
Sister, okay, thanks, Bob. Sister Mamastonia.
Yes, as someone who is still new to this, you know, to the board and all that went on, again, I was real interested in the governance committee, and from what I understand, I think it's very, very well needed. So I am just in favor of the governance committee being reactivated, and so the work can get done. That's all I have to say.
Thank you for your comment. Richard, would you like to speak to the motion?
Well, no. But I'd like to ask Nancy to email that. Did you email? I saw it's in the chat, but I can't get it out of the chat.
I emailed it.
Did you?
I did both. I put it in the chat. I took a picture, screenshot, and I emailed to the LSB.
Thank you.
Gosh, that's good. Thank you.
Thank you, Richard, for keeping up with that. Teresa Allen?
I call the question.
Thank you. The question's been called. Need a two-thirds vote.
Chair, I have my hand up, and I don't know who put it down because I have it up.
Go ahead, Adrian. I didn't see it. It's still not up now. Go ahead. Now it's up. Go ahead. Go ahead, Adriana. Adriana?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead. Yeah, I'm going to lower your hand, but okay. Go ahead with your comment.
Yeah, like happened that before I talked. Yes. What I'm saying is, every member have the right to not participate if they don't want it. But don't you think that is really shameful that the only committee with a bunch of people that want to work in governance, that is one, the LSB doesn't decide if we have a governance committee. It's the bylaw the one that decided, right? Do you think that make any sense? That because some people don't want to go there, they decide that the committee, why they don't ask first the whole committee about that? I think that all of us know that the problem is some members believe that if they don't have full control of a committee or they think that they don't, it's better to suspend the committee. That is even, you know, it's shameful. The LSB can do later on whatever they want, but let the people that want to work. Thank you.
Thank you, Adriana. Jane, did you want to say something? You got your manual hand up. Got unmute.
I got both my hands up. I got my electronic hand, and I want to speak against the motion, and I'm saying this as a person who loves governance more than anybody, I promise you, and even to the extent of participating in PNB governance and acting as secretary for that committee, all we're suggesting is a possibly 2 to 3 month break in meetings because we really, as KPFT, we must focus on becoming financially solvent. And that is the only thing that we can focus on right now. And in a couple months, we'll circle back around. And like I said, I love governance. I love it. and I will participate 110%. But we have a financial emergency staring us in the face, and that's what we need to address. And that's the only thing we need to address.
It's not true.
Thank you.
My law doesn't say so.
Wait, hold on, Adriana.
I'm sorry.
Yes. The question was called, 2/3 vote to call the question is required to move the question to a vote. So let's, Mr. Secretary, call the roll. What you're voting on here is to move on to a vote for the main motion. Unless I don't, are there any objections to moving on to the main motion and voting that? Let me just ask that way.
Nancy, would unstack. I just wanted to add.
There's no stack, Nancy. The question's been called, and I asked if there was any objection to calling the question and moving on to a vote.
So I'm objecting to calling the question. I just want to correct something Teresa said, which is against the bylaws. Non-LSB members have a right to be in LSB advisory committees, except the finance and personnel at this stage.
Nancy, you're out of order, please. You have objected. Richard, please call the roll. A 2/3 vote is required to call the question of our present quorum. So a yes vote is to call the question and move on to a main vote. A no vote is to keep debate.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead, Adrian. What's your point?
Is any objection to go directly to the vote?
Yes, Nancy objected.
I don't think that she, well, I don't know. So,
Nancy objected. We just went over that. Nancy, do you withdraw your objection?
I was not objecting to call the question. What I wanted to object is that we go into a vote calling the question.
Nancy, if there's no objection, Richard, please call the roll. We're voting on the main motion. A yes vote is to reactivate the governance committee for this board to ask the chair, Mr. Richard Uzel, to plan a meeting. A no vote is to leave things where they are. And we've heard discussion on both sides. So Richard, please call the roll.
Alan.
Alan says no.
No. Britton.
No.
No. Tatane.
Yes.
Yes. Faust.
No.
No. Gardner.
Whoops.
I'd like a room with non-smoking, quiet.
Yes, please.
She's not managing the room.
Trying to get a room. Go ahead, Richard.
Okay, Gardner, I think just voted yes. Thank you. Yeah. James?
No.
No. Lewis?
No.
No. Martinez?
No.
No. McPherson?
No.
No. Sister Mama Sonia?
Yes.
Yes. Pratka?
No.
No. Sabar Naratomi?
Yes, it's the bylaws.
Yes. Shidler? Sorry, Jane.
No.
No. Okay. Stone?
No.
No. Uzel, no. Weinman?
Abstain.
Abstain. Weiskel?
Yes.
Yes. Williams? Venetia?
She may have stepped away.
Okay, Willie's Young?
No.
Okay, Williams, are you there, Venetia? You were on the board a second ago. Okay. Five no's. No, five yeses, I'm sorry. Twelve no's. And one abstention, I think.
Who brought that up?
That count, that matches my count, Richard, so the motion fails. And so we can bring it up again next month. At some point when we get by this crunch, it would be a good idea for governance to reinitiate. So thank you, Nancy, for your concern and everybody else concerned about it. But let's raise some money, I think is what we're all saying. I'm going to go to the outreach committee. Captain Tom, would you like to give that report, please?
Thank you, Sandy. Okay, the outreach committee meeting was called to order at 6:15 p.m. Present was Bill Crozier, Mike Lewis, Venetia Williams, Frank Patel, Bruce from WBAI, Nancy Sabor Nuratomi, Robin Lewis, and Ted Weissel. Motion by Bill Crozier to make Venetia Williams secretary has passed unanimously. Motion to accept April minutes was passed and no objections. Okay. The reincarnation of the iFest, May 28th, at Discovery Green, who will provide a vending space for KPFT, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m., was discussed. One Love Music Festival is this coming Sunday on June the 12th at noon until 6 p.m. A professional model will be passing out 5 gift bags to the VIPs, which can be turned into premium giveaways. Also, on that note, I've asked for volunteers to attend the program this coming Sunday. AAPI month theme, which will be in Houston. Also, still planning on town hall meeting, tentative location at McGovern's Stellar Link Library, community room, which holds 60 people. And Ted will work on that, finalizing dates, et cetera. There will be some outreach items in storage, of course, promised on the station. And we adjourned at 7:30 p.m. I also would like to, entertain a motion for the outreach town hall meeting. I'm asking for a motion to give Venetia Williams, the task of moderation. Sandy?
Thank you, Captain Tom. Good work, and thanks to everybody on that committee. I believe Susan Young has a motion she'd like to bring forward, Susan, with respect to our town hall meeting. Susan Young. Richard, you have record of that. Can you read that motion?
Oh gosh, wait a minute. Maybe.
It was sent by email.
Request for information.
Go ahead, Ted.
Does a non-member of the board have the authority to introduce a motion?
No, they do not. That's why Susan Young was going to do that, but apparently she must have stepped away from her machine. So.
Has Susan sent an apology to the LSP?
Yeah, I apologize. What was the question?
We're talking about outreach in our town hall meeting. You have a motion?
Oh, yeah. I have.
That's not fair. I just found it. Go ahead.
Okay. Richard just find it?
That's what he said. Yes. Richard, sorry.
I apologize. Richard, would you be kind to read it? I've forwarded it and I can't pull it up right now.
Richard?
Do we still have the secretary, Mr. Uzel?
He's up there in the corner. Yeah, I see his square. Richard?
We can only have one Susan or one Richard. We can't have both.
So, Richard, would you to read the motion that I forwarded to you?
I'm trying to get to it, yes. I think this is it. I move that in accordance with our bylaws, I move that we confirm the date of Saturday, July the 9th, 2022, and a time of 12 to 3 p.m. for a town hall meeting. The event will be held at McGowan Stella Link Library, located such and such. Further move that LSB member Venetia Williams be appointed moderator for that meeting. Is that right?
Yeah, one point of correction, it's the McGovern Library.
McGovern Stella Link.
What did I say?
McGowan. Thank you, Richard.
I think McGowan's the next stop. Who knows?
Do I hear a second to that motion?
May I second that motion?
Thank you.
Teresa for the stat. May I second?
Teresa provided the second. Would you like to motivate your motion, Susan?
Sure. I thank the Outreach Committee for its hard work in developing a plan for this, identifying a date, a time, a location. That's great. And I've asked her if she would be willing to. Somebody's not muted.
Right. Please mute if you're not speaking. Go ahead.
And I'm grateful that the immediate past chair is willing to facilitate this meeting, moderate it. I think she is not only very good at it, but being the immediate past chair, I think she is the logical person to do it. So that is what my motion goes to.
Thank you. Anybody else like to speak to this motion?
This is Nancy on the stack.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes, since this LSB has already voted several years ago to have our town hall meetings on the air, I think we and the national PMB did their first national town hall on the air in 2020. I think we should try to do this both in person and on the air. And some libraries have the equipment to do that the Montrose Center has the ability to do that, to carry the meeting that is at the Montrose Center to the radio station on the air.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Richard, go ahead. What's your point of order?
Is it all right for him to interrupt me while I'm talking? Is it okay,
we're discussing
Chair?
Something
Nancy,
please. That hasn't been moved yet. If Ms.
I'm sorry, Richard. It's been moved and seconded. We're discussing the motion. Nancy.
Yeah, but Nancy's talking about an amendment.
No, I'm not.
Order, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Hold on, Adrian. Hold on, everybody, please. Everybody, please. Just be courteous. Nancy, please.
My bad. My bad. Sorry.
Finish your statement, Nancy. Thank you.
So I suggest that, Ted and, ask the library if they have the equipment to do that. And then if not, maybe we have another place where we can, do both in person and on the air live, which will benefit our membership the most, because on the air is how we all connect. We don't connect at a physical place. We connect on the radio, and that would be in accordance with this board's voting recommendations. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? Adriana, did you want to say something? I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, Mr. Chair. I was thinking that nobody can interrupt the member when he's talking, and point of order that is not a point of order shouldn't be allowed.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate that. Let's all try to be courteous to one another. The points of order be damned. Full speed ahead. So there's a motion on the floor. It hasn't been amended. It's been recommended that Ted look into the possibility of live streaming from that location. I think we're a little premature once we get our studio up and running. That becomes more entirely possible than in our current state. There's a motion on the floor, so.
Mr. Chair, Anisha Williams got the count out.
Nisi, go ahead.
I wanted to say, because it didn't come up, so let me make this very clear. Although we're doing it in person, we're also doing it via Zoom. As far as streaming it on the radio, I don't see what the problem is with that. There should not be nothing but flip a button. We don't need to go into discussion every single time we try to do something. And let me just say something else. Mm-hmm. Everything don't go on the radio. But in this particular case, since you guys are so obsessed with this town hall meeting, all bases will be covered so that anybody and everybody can be a part of it. Thank you.
Thank you, Nisi. The other caution is when you're dealing in the public, we don't know what we're going to get for language. So sometimes it's just better to record, edit, and then play.
I agree with you.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah, so I will make this an amendment that Ted try to find a way where it can be broadcast live as well as in person so people have a choice. And remembering that our radio membership audience is going to be easier and cheaper for them to listen on the radio and join in the radio, because in the past history of town hall meetings, it's like 25, maybe 30 people. Our membership is more than that. Our membership now is around between 2,800 and 2,900. Thank you.
Jane, you have your hand up.
Just a question, and the question was to Ted about getting coverage, radio or streaming. Did you check with Otis? Because he might have a way to do that that might be doable. And I don't know. I'm not going to speak for him because I don't dare after 48 years. But that's just a thing. I'm just throwing it out there. It might be technically possible.
Susan, you have your hand up.
I would like to suggest that the commitment that Venetia has made, and I know that Ted's commitment to this whole project, they give me adequate comfort that they will do everything that is needed. I don't think there needs to be an amendment to the motion.
This is Nancy on the staff.
Hold on, Nancy. Susan just spoke against the amendment, so there's an objection. I'll take that as an objection. So we're going to have to vote to accept the amendment when we get to it. Go ahead, Nancy.
Otis was able to hook our Zoom meeting up to our radio air during the last elections of last year. And it was the first time we tried it, but Otis said, yes, it's possible. And at first 20 minutes, there was a lot of noise and problems. But after a while, for the rest of the time, we had a good connection. So it is possible. And we should have been practicing this a whole lot. Because Otis is able to dump something that's FCC violation.
No, at this time, not actually.
Can she repeat her amendment, please?
The amendment that's been objected to is to have Ted Weiskel investigate the possibility that the McGovern Stella Link Library has facility to live stream our meeting beyond Zoom to KPFT so that we can.
Just that library. He could find another place that would do it.
There is nothing wrong with that place. And I just got through saying.
Excuse me, Nisi. The motion specifically says the McGovern Library. It doesn't say or another place.
And can I say what I need to say,
Mr. Chair? Go ahead, Nisi.
I just finished saying that it will be streamed and it will be put on the radio if that is what you want. Why are we still having a discussion about it? All you need is a computer. That's all you need. Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, so there's an objection to the amendment to stream the meeting. Have Ted look into streaming the meeting. Can you call the roll, Mr. Secretary, please? This is to vote to add that to the main motion.
Request for information.
Chair, the LSB has already voted to have the town hall meetings on the air.
Excuse me, Nancy, so, I'm following parliamentary procedure. This, you are out of order.
No. But so what Susan is saying is against the LSB.
The amendment has been objected to. So we're taking a vote on the amendment to add that or not. This motion now belongs to the body. Go ahead, Mr. Secretary.
Okay, I'm going to jump down the way to start this. McPherson?
No.
No.
We're talking about the amendment, correct?
Right. That's correct, Max, the amendment.
No.
Okay, no. Thank you. Sister Mama Sonia? Sister Mama Sonia? She's still there. She just can't. She's muted. You're muted. Okay, I'll come back. Pratka?
No.
No. Sabara Naratomi? Nancy? It's your amendment. Nancy?
I was muted. Yes.
Yes, okay. Shatter?
No.
No. Stone? Stone?
Bill Stone?
Do you need some,
You may be gone. Uzel, no. Weinman?
No.
No. Weiskel?
Not voting.
Not voting. Williams?
Nope.
Nope. Young?
No.
No. Allen?
Allen says no. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Britton?
No.
No. Cousinave?
Yes.
Yes. Faust?
No.
No. Gardner?
Not voting.
Not voting. James?
No.
No. Lewis?
No.
No. Martinez?
No.
You can't pass. You're the last one. Marianne, you're the last one. You got to vote. Or pass. I mean, or abstain or something.
I said no.
Marianne?
Can you hear me?
He said no.
Oh, I'm sorry. Gee whiz. I sure get a lot of good advice. Sister Mama Sonia, I came by you once before. Sister Mama Sonia? Okay. There are two yeses. Thirteen no's. And two not voting.
Thank you. The amendment fails, so we'll go back to the main motion, which is to set our time, date, and place for our town hall meeting with Nisi Williams as moderator. Are there any objections to the motion as stated?
No.
Hearing none, the LSB has adapted the time, place, and date of our town hall meeting. I want to thank Ted Weiskel for his exceptional work for lining up the space and making sure that we get through the bylaws. And in advance to Nisi, who once again is putting herself out there, so to speak. Thank you. Any other items from outreach? Hearing none.
Not at this time, Mr. Chairman, you may proceed.
Thank you, Captain Tom. Keep up the spectacular work, and good luck for the One Love Festival. Development, Teresa Allen.
The vote is for the main motion.
No, Teresa, we're looking for the Development Committee report, please.
Oh, thank you. Wi-Fi is coming in and out on my Zoom. So I have two issues for development. It is that we encourage LSB members to get with me and to work together for a challenge grant for our next summer sizzler, our next pledge drive. And I'm hoping that our general manager and I can work on this together, and that maybe even the programs can get together that challenge grant, and that really help them raise money. I know that there were 42 programmers that raised not one dime in the last pledge drive. I think maybe challenge grants can help kind of give it a little less. So please contact me and express your willingness to contribute toward a challenge grant, perhaps to say, oh, we have $2,000, and for every minute that
it's I cannot understand what she's saying.
Teresa, you're breaking up very badly. You're becoming... try moving your head.
And general manager. Would the general manager and the LSB members please get with me about a challenge grant for the summer sizzler in August? Second item is... we talked...
point of privilege, Teresa. I cannot understand anything.
Please, let's not talk over when we can't understand to begin with. We cannot. You're breaking up very badly, Teresa. Please send your report in writing.
Yes, in the chat.
Or an email or both.
Standing.
Can you hear me now?
Try it again, Teresa.
The second item is we encourage Dr. Franklin to work with us for a list of items that people can contribute toward our house, so our listeners can, you know, help come up with a generator or carpeting or insulation or whatever we need, so they can see it, so they can contribute to it. Thank you.
Thank you, Teresa, and thank you for all your hard work this past month. Please keep up the good work. Venetia, did you want to say something?
I just wanted to say nobody, the connection is not Teresa's. The connection is from the initial Zoom login, because it's coming in muffled to me. Nancy just said it's coming in muffled to her. Adriana just said it was coming in muffled to her, so it's from the main connection. The main connection to the Zoom meeting is what's causing the interference. Just to give you information, just to tell you what's going on.
It might be that Teresa is traveling and she's out in the sticks someplace.
I agree with that.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll call IT. They're our friends and they're here to help. So. Thanks again, Teresa. Thanks to everybody on the development committee. I know you've been meeting regularly and accomplishing quite a bit. And keep raising the money. Community Advisory Board, is P.K. McCary present? I haven't seen her on the call tonight. Just Mama Sonia,
so P.K. had a real pressing engagement, so she's not going to be on tonight.
Okay.
You know, she's just getting back from Sarajevo, so it's crazy.
Do you want to give a report for the Community Advisory Board? I believe you're on that. Am I correct, Sister Mama Sonia?
I don't have a report. Like I said, she's just getting back from Sarajevo, so we were just kind of catching up on that. But yeah, she will be back for sure.
Okay, yeah, I came back from New Jersey once and I was disoriented for days. So, all right, thank you for the committee reports. Let's keep working hard and keep things moving. It's not exactly what everybody wants all the time, but what we're doing is necessary, especially considering raising funds. This is becoming more and more critical every moment. Nancy Sybarnar told me you had a motion for program committee, I think. Would you please read that motion? I'm going to consider this old business since we've considered items under this banner before here. Nancy?
Yes.
Can you read your motion concerning a program committee, please?
Okay. Motion for KPFT Programming Committee. Whereas a station's programming is the most important factor of a station's relevance for the community, including meeting the needs of a fast-changing and growing community and world. And whereas the bylaws, Article 7, Local Station Board, Section 3, Specific Powers and Duties, G, requires the LSB, quote, to work with station management to ensure that station programming fulfills the purposes of the foundation and is responsive to the diverse needs of listeners, in parentheses, demographic, closed parentheses, and communities, parentheses, geographic, closed parentheses, served by the station, and that station policies and procedures for making programming decisions and for program evaluation are working in a fair, collaborative, and respectful manner to provide quality programming, unquote. And whereas the bylaws, Article 7, Local Station Board, Section 10, Local Station Board Advisory Committees, quote, A, an LSB may by resolution designate one or more advisory committees to serve at the pleasure, direction, and supervision of the LSB. Any such advisory committee shall include at least two LSB members. Members affiliated with that radio station shall be eligible for appointment to a committee. Station advisory committee members shall not be considered agents of the foundation or the radio station and shall not have the authority to bind the foundation or the radio station with which it is affiliated, unquote. And be it resolved that the KPFD LSB establish a KPFD programming committee to, and these are bullet points, the first bullet point, make assessment and share with other stations, LSBs, and their programming committees. Number two, offer assistance to management and staff. Three, be the driving force to help propel the transition to multimedia audiovisual programming. Four, organize teams for online captioning, transcriptioning, and translation for the inclusion of the deaf, hard of hearing, and international listeners. Five, foreign bilingual programming with different ethnic cultures. Six, 1 minute history programming scripted and read by students, indigenous, black, Hispanic, Arab, and Asian. These are history cards. Seven, whistleblower special investigative team with voices disguised by software. Eight, support CPB compliance and programming. Nine, outreach and establish relationships with school teachers and students. 10, organize and facilitate training. 11, create supportive actions for problem solving as every show can be improved. Next, I'm losing count, organize and encourage grassroots progressive groups engagement. Next, check for programming that conforms to the Pacifica mission and to the Pacifica policies. Next, assessment should include call-in time, type of music, ethnic music, types of public affairs, age group interest, science, and other. Next, assist in show evaluations in executive session and oversee fairness and accuracy. Next, assist the Pacifica in the Streets breaking news team approved by the 2021 PNB. This is an all-volunteer team. I didn't put that in there. Organize a collective for the 2021 PNB approved Missing Murdered Indigenous Women Show. Organize a collective for the 2021 PNB Programming Committee approved Missing Murdered Black.
Sorry, Nancy, missing, go ahead.
Okay, approved for the Missing Murdered Black Women Show. Organize design youth shows. Report and receive input during monthly LSB report to the listeners. Survey the listeners' desires. Organize a collective for other shows and be a powerful think tank for creativity and put KPFD on the map for the new powerful fountain and melting pot of the world. Respectfully submitted.
Thank you, Nancy. Do I hear a second to the motion Nancy just read?
Sister Mama Sonia seconds.
Thank you. Please note, Sister Mama Sonia has seconded the motion. Nancy, that was quite a description. Do you want to provide further motivation for your motion?
Well, the this committee has not met since 2012 February. That was the last meeting we had. And KPFD has not had a programming committee since 2012. That's 10 years, over 10 years, because February was already passed.
Thank you.
We need to do this. And in this motion, there's assessment of what we have and what we're doing. And how we're improving and creating. And we make this assessment report, not only for the LSB, but we share it with the other LSBs. That way we cross-pollinate. There are two other stations that have programming committees. That's WPFW and KPFK-LA. It's about time that we got our programming committee. And this is a very important thing, especially at this station. We have no program director. This will be very helpful for management. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan. You have your hand up, and then Mac. Go ahead.
Yes. Nancy says this will be helpful to management. I respectfully request that Dr. Franklin gives his comments about this. Because a lot of what Nancy listed, it seems to me, is the job of management. And so I very much care what Dr. Franklin has to say.
Thank you. Mac, hang on, Dr. Franklin. I'll get to you in a minute. Mac, you have your hand up?
I do. Let me first say that there are some kernels in the motion that I would very much like to support. As I understood them, as all 2,500 words or whatever it was were read to me. I've not seen the motion. It was not emailed to me. I don't know who else on the board has seen the motion. I would appreciate the opportunity to see the motion so that it could be parsed into there are some kernels in there that I could easily get behind, but I move to table the motion until such time as it can be disseminated amongst the body and considered in its totality and in its parts, so that perhaps we could meaningfully amend it and come out with something that we can all get behind.
Okay. Dr. Franklin, go ahead, and we'll get back to your motion to table. Go ahead, Dr. Franklin.
I read it, and I thought it was a very good document. I think there's a lot of good upsides to what's in that particular resolution. I think that's something that could be easily integrated into what we're attempting to do from a programming standpoint. I think there are opportunities there. If I had to add something, I would be leaning toward perhaps having news be a part of that, because I think as we are starting to formulate and having a desire to have some type of local news presence, that would open up the opportunities for this foundation I think that's going to be developing here in Houston. I think there's a lot of money that's being put into this news foundation by this philanthropic organization. So I think if that particular resolution included the availability of putting together or having be a part of that resolution, some news, public affairs, I think all the topics that were mentioned are something that could be part of a news public affairs team. So I think it's worthy. It's something that I think could be worked easily with management, certainly in collaboration with a group comprised by members of the LSB and maybe communities.
Thank you, Dr. Franklin. I see a couple other hands up, but before we do that, there was a motion to table. I would offer a friendly amendment, and that is to let development study this motion in more detail, perhaps meet and go over some of the points in here, some of which I agree with, some of which I have heartburn with personally, and come back with a group consensus as to what we can vote on here. Susan Young, go ahead.
Yes, you're bringing up an important issue. I helped craft the initial program council. It was not a program committee. It was a program council. And it was structured in a particular way. Management was a part of that program council. So it was integral to the management function. And there were specific actions that the program council was required to take in with specifics about procedure. A concern I have about this, and I think, yes, it merits more conversation, and particularly with management, is that if there is an open call committee and there is a long list of stuff to deal with, that there is not the structure to have those conversations in a meaningful and productive way. So I would like to see structure wrapped around that so that the conversation is productive between management and between members of the LSV and members of the public.
Thank you. One more hand up. Robert Weiskel. I don't know which it is.
Please. Yes, Chad. I would like to amend the motion so that it will include, as a participant in the committee, the general manager, Dr. Franklin.
Thank you, Ted. There's an amendment offered again. Is there any objection to sending this to development for further discussion, either in the form of a subcommittee from that group or at one of their committee meetings?
Adriana?
Go ahead, Adriana.
You know, this is one of the instances that you see how important is the governance committee. That obviously should go to governance, not to development.
Okay. I disagree.
Oh, I know, but that should be.
Thank you. Is there any objection to sending this motion to the development committee for further thought and perhaps coming back during our next meeting to vote on a motion to get this moving?
This is Nancy on STAC.
Go ahead, Nancy. I'm asking for objections to sending this to development.
Well, I'm asking for amending the motion to add the news. I didn't even think to add the news. I'm surprised. And then having it's open to the membership, that of course includes the general manager. I mean, it would be structured like the program council we used to have, which I was a member of, and Ted was, and Wesley Bethune, and Teresa Allen was on the last one too. So I can amend this right now and add those two things.
That's fine. But again, what I would do is bring this to development, get this holistically assessed. There are things that you have in there that some members might object to and come to a consensus and then bring it back that we can vote on it after it's been vetted through committee.
Do you have anything against something you find undesirable?
That's for discussion at the development committee.
I don't think this is development committee.
It's not, but we can discuss it there. Adriana, you have your hand up.
Yes. Is the development committee have no LSB members, right?
Sorry?
Why don't we go to a committee that is LSB members?
There are LSB members on the development committee, yes. If that's
no, no, right. I'm talking no LSB members. Because non-LSB members was the, I read somewhere in the chat that somebody disagreed with people being in governance that they were not, even when they are authorized. And the development committee have no LSB members too. I want to be clear about that.
I'm not understanding your question. I'm sorry.
Yes. The development committees are only LSB members? I believe that is not. You have committee.
There are listening
some non-LSB members, right?
Yes, that is correct, yes.
Okay.
Captain, Teresa has the roster for that. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Okay. Sean, Mac, go ahead.
Well, I think your suggestion to send it to committee is substantially the same as my motion to table. But I think what may have been lost in all of this is I'd like to see the motion. It was so long. It had so many parts. I don't know everything that was in the motion. So could Nancy, if you could send it to the LSB,
please. I sent it at 3:20 this afternoon, and I sent it again at 7 p.m. So if you look in your inbox and your spam or whatever.
I did not mean to speak over you. And I have looked, and believe me, I checked my spam folder. And I've not received it. So if anybody else has it, maybe they could send it to me. Thanks.
Thank you, Mac.
I'll resend it, Sandy, again.
Thank you. Is there any objection to sending this to the development committee? Hearing none, the development
committee. Can we resurrect the governance committee for this one motion only?
Sorry, you're out of order here, Nancy. As chair, I'm recommending development, and I've asked the development committee, do you object to that? We can take a vote. No objection. We're going to refer this to development for discussion and bring it back so that it's properly vetted by a group. Thank you.
Chair?
Yes,
Mr. Chairman?
Go ahead, yes.
Hey, can Nancy send it to me also? Because I didn't receive it either.
Apparently there was some problem there. I believe I have Nancy's email. What I can do is forward it to the discrete group or discrete addresses I've been using. Hoping that you're all getting informed as to agenda and Zoom information, et cetera, that I've been sending out, trying to keep everybody informed. So any other old business? Any other new business to consider? Very good. Our next regular meeting will be on July 13th. It's not a Friday, it's a Wednesday. So that will be at 7 p.m. Central Time. I want to thank everybody for their hard work this year. And I know there's been a lot of meetings, especially some of our national representatives are probably getting driven nuts. Hang in there. We've only got one of these radio stations in Houston, and I'm hoping we can keep it. So in July, we should have more to report on the building. And by that point, from my viewpoint, more volunteers will be needed to assist in the build out and getting us ready to go on the air. So a couple of you have already sent emails. If you want to participate, send me an email, and when we get to it, we'll get you involved and be happy to have the extra pair of hands. So thanks.
Chair?
Yeah.
We will need volunteers for Gay Pride and Juneteenth. Juneteenth at Emancipation Park and Gay Pride downtown at the city. We always need volunteers for Gay Pride. And if you're coming, you better bring water and something to cover your head.
Thank you, Nancy.
And if you're in poor health, better better rethink.
Captain Tom and Outreach, I'm sure, are going to muster up our team to be out there. So participate.
Motion to adjourn.
There's a motion to adjourn. It's not debatable. Any objections?
No.
Well, there you go. Hearing none, 9:10 p.m.
Good meeting.
Thanks, everybody. Yeah, appreciate
it. Bye-bye.
Hang in there.